For more information, visit business.louisville.edu/equine.
Sirius XM Sports presents
At the Races with Steve Bick.
Horse racing, handicapping,
interviews.
This is At the Races with Steve Bick. Sirius XM Sports presents
At the Races with Steve Bick.
Horse racing. Breaking down the biggest stories in the world of horse racing. This is At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Your love gives
We're back.
Me such a thrill, but your love won't pay my bills.
There we go. We're back, and waiting for the numbers to be applied. Tom Goldsmith with the win place tote, and Ralph Magnetti with the place. And haven't seen they're changing the screens pretty quickly, Peter.
Right, but there. They just hit it.
They just hit it. There
Tom
we go.
Tom Goldsmith into second now, within, looks like, $5.20 of John Vale. Now, remember, that's a huge difference between first and second in this contest. $800 for first, $250 for second. So those could end up being very critical points. Ray Arsenault back to third. And then the action at the bottom half of the leaderboard with our man Ralph Magnetti just sort of inching along, picking up those extra $6. But it doesn't change him much in the standings. But that's not what really matters. Just means now to move up the leaderboard can have a much shorter price as a result, even of those extra $6, when it comes to making decisions about what target he wants to try to hit as we proceed at this final table.
Well, 15-20 added to Goldsmith's total, and it puts him right, you know, just right, immediately in on Vale, and it changes Vale's what Vale's thinking has to be.
Not right. He before had the protection of a 5-1 shot, essentially. Now he's got the protection of an even money shot. Very different thing. But I think it's too early for him to worry about defense. I feel like the right move for him is just continue to play who he likes and attempt to build this lead that he's impressive lead that he's built over the course of the tournament's first 2.5 days.
For Ralph Magnetti, the $7 gets him up a notch and puts him eighth.
Now, those spots at the bottom of the final table, not worth nearly as much. I'll run down that spread again from 10th to 5th. 10th is 50, 9th 52, 8th 55.5, 7th 58.5, 6th 65, 5th 75. But, like I said, the real effect of that isn't the couple $1,000 for moving up a spot, potentially, but just the fact that now he can go potentially up a point in the odds less when it gets down to the nitty-gritty to get him to whatever his goal may be. And when you're down at the lower part here, again, from an expected value point of view, probably makes sense to have a win or bust mentality. But in the real world, I think a lot of horse players are going to say, okay, look, the top four all get $100,000. I'm going to try to get myself up into that range. And then if there's an opportunity to inch up further and maybe get the whole thing, worry about that when the time comes.
Let's turn to the ninth at Aqueduct. And unfortunately, we lost our access right close immediately to our right. Aqueduct had been on there. Look at this. Kiss More. How about that? David? I think that's a David Vance mare. And there he is. Get over here. Get over here, you character, you. Ray Arsenault.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
Ray is
unbelievable.
Here. True to form. I predicted, Ray, that you would play
the horse.
Lone cap horse in that field. I called it on air. I was happy.
Oh, nice. Nice.
She said she can get the live updates through Steve and Peter.
That's
instead
awesome.
Of waiting for the leaderboards to come up.
Absolutely.
That's great. So, Cheryl, keep your fingers crossed.
Now, before we start asking you questions, have you looked at all these races? Do you know what you're doing for the rest of the final table? Do you still have work to do?
I have some work to do, but I've got an idea. A few horses I've come up with on a couple races, and I put this one in already for Aqueduct. So I wasn't thinking of getting here, so I did my work this morning, and I didn't really look till now.
Unbelievable.
So. What is We're winging it.
What does it mean to you as a horse player to get to this final table for a second time?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, yeah. It's great, actually. I'm having so much fun here, and everybody's cheering me on, and it's fantastic.
Where did you start the day today?
I started 15th, I think, 15th place, and my first five plays I zeroed out, and I went, I don't think I'm going to be getting anywhere today. And then I hit that six horse at Gulfstream, first timer for McPeak, 18-1, and then right away the cocktail horse at Tampa.
Oh yeah. That.
It was a
near
easy
capper.
9-1.
Nine to one.
And then the six horse, I liked the Justifax horse, who led all the way and got nailed by the seven, but he was 24-1, so I got almost a cap on place. So, and that was it. That's all I needed, and that was great.
Amazing.
What's the shortest price you played throughout the entire tournament?
This one, maybe.
The one at Aqueduct coming
this
up?
This might be. Can't see the odds. He's around my minimum.
Which is what?
Usually 5-1.
Okay.
But I haven't seen the odd board for Aqueduct.
I got it here if you want.
Oh, have you? What's the... I could tell you.
Yeah, you could tell. Their bets are all in.
There. I got the five.
Okay.
It's actually 4-1. So this is a tough race. This is so wide open. So
are you a lot? Did you play the Empire Six force out?
No, I didn't play.
Okay.
No.
I remember you played plenty of cash when you won the last time. Have you been playing cash today?
No.
That's interesting. I
don't get laughed at by Roger again. you see the. The Twitter of Roger when that three horse.
Oh, it's great.
We saw it live. It was right in front of us.
This was where he went running.
He was like a maniac.
I've never seen him run so fast in my life. That was priceless.
He did run like somebody was chasing him. What's your goal at this final table? We were surmising that you have a win or go bust mentality here. Is that accurate?
Yeah, pretty well. The first race I went with I didn't think he'd be that long, but I knew he'd be priced. So I just. You know, whoever I like, I guess I'm just going to throw it. If it's the Tampa Bay race, I like a horse, but I think he might be too short. I don't know. But any money, as we're so close, any money you can get here will help out. So we'll see.
What's your secret of doing so well in this tournament?
I have no idea. Being cold for a month or two beforehand. I'm like ice cold. Betting and all of a sudden I come here and it's amazing. So
another 50,000 at the very least, even if you're 10th.
IRS again are happy, and my partners again. Oh.
who say hello to some of the
my buddies are here, most of them.
We didn't get Jerry. We couldn't get Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry sent me a note and he's cheering for me. So
no doubt.
I'm hoping. Oh, look at this. 32-1 coming.
Look at this at Tampa. And 20-1 and a 30-1.
Couple of cap horses.
Oh,
hitting the wire together.
That was a heater. They were dead tight. How about that?
Crazy stuff. Who are you sitting with? Or where are you sitting with?
The Canadian boys.
Lauren and Alan and them?
No, Lauren and Alan are sitting... right down that end of the room.
Gotcha.
I'm with Johnny and Shelly.
Oh,
Paul Scott.
Oh, nice.
From Florida.
The honorary Canadian.
Yeah. And my buddy from Edmonton, Dennis Klein. So it's a nice table. And actually, Danny Hogan, believe you know Danny.
I know Danny.
Yeah, that he doesn't play contests anymore, he was telling me. But because of this tribute, this award for Jimmy Nace, he came just for this award.
Oh, that's a great story.
Really nice. Yeah, really
the,
nice.
The Rookie of the Year award being renamed for a beloved tournament player, and that's great. Great
a
thing
mentor, specifically somebody that was mentoring and was just so nice and helped virtually anybody that came to him with questions and inquiries about how to how to approach the whole environment. And really, really
smiling,
nice.
Yeah, always laughing.
Very
never.
Tough.
You would never feel bad around this man.
Yeah.
He is such a sweetheart.
We need that positivity.
Know? Yeah,
oh, we need
that
positivity.
So it was great that a couple of fellas, Jim Lafferty, who just met him a couple of years ago, and Dave and Turner, they come up with this idea, and we pushed for it back. I think back in around June or July, but nothing came about. But then in December, we got a hold of Michelle. Joe Corey sent her a nice email, and she came back saying, "Yeah, we're gonna go with it." So,
I love the idea of the NTRA mentorship program. Is it something you've been involved in? Have you had any players come to you looking for advice?
Not, they're not here this week.
but you have participated.
A fellow from Ottawa. I've gotten real friendly with him, and we talk. And he was actually at the Pegasus. He won his way in.
Oh,
so
cool!
Trying to help him out, and
what's the best piece of advice you think you could give to a player looking to get more involved in the NHC Tour?
Well, do it. You. I've been saying this for so long that you cannot make this kind of money betting on a day-to-day basis. This opportunity is unbelievable, and
it's a great point.
Even if you quit, if you just come for the experience and to meet people, it's just unreal. But I just hope I see more and more new names, because I follow along all the time, and they're becoming a lot of new players. So, and they can see, and the game is changing. In the room yesterday, all those bombs, they're all hitting him,
Yeah.
They're not playing favorites anymore, these guys. They're playing to win.
To Ray's point, a quarter of the field here were rookies coming into the year. I should check. You don't know offhand, are any of the final table players first-year types? Did you meet any of your competition up there?
I was just speaking with the girl, Ashley, and it's her first time.
There you go.
Yeah, and probably a few of them first time.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Well, we should let you get to work. I don't want to be selfish.
No, I appreciate it. And thanks for having me, and hopefully I'll be back at the end to talk again.
Exactly. Another one of those conversations. And I love it. Maybe, we'll do. We'll call home, and we'll patch the wife in. Right?
I like it.
Nice. Nice.
All right, Ray Arsenault, former
Ray
champion.
Ray Arsenault, everybody.
Bidding to make history here at NHC 2020. And why not? I mean, he's got the right style. If his horses come in, extremely dangerous player. He doesn't get off the bridle. He doesn't change what he's doing. And it sounds like he's just going to play who he likes from here on in. And more than a fighting chance to make some history here. And he's already just burnished his impressive resume by getting to this final table for a second time.
Just trying to catch up with what's going on in New York. We're 2 minutes or so to post. And quick rundown. Chris Engelhardt's Gringotts, the one, is 21-1. This is a state-bred maiden filly race going six. And, of course, it's also we're looking at closing out the Empire Six, which undoubtedly got some very big numbers involved. I'm going to guess. I'm going to try to. But actually, I do have that. Here we go. 100. I take that back. If Gringotts wins, it's a $1.2 million payday.
Holy Christmas.
in the pick six. Men's Amends, the two, Bruce Levine, looking at 18-1 and a $94,000 essentially. $94,000. Actually, Mezamez is up to 22-1. The three, Left Leaning Lucy, a David Donk firster, and 16-1 in here. And this is a lumber guy filly. There aren't a lot of lumber guys around. That's kind of the private stallion. of Barry Schwartz, but left-leaning Lucy would produce $141,000 payday in the pick six. The four, More Diamonds, Bruce Brown, 29-1 right now, and More Diamonds would be also a big, obviously a big payday, $127,000 essentially. Moving down the rest of this field, Goosarella, one of the favorites, currently 5-1. That's the horse that Ray is taking. Goosarella, Maya Engelhart, third time starter, a mine shaft for Tom Dohaney. And you're looking at a $40,000 payday in the Empire. The six, High School Crush, that was the morning line favorite, currently 5-2. And High School Crush would bring up the smallest payday of $15,000. All right, and they're starting to fill in. We got to quickly get through this. The 7 to Boards, about 8-1. Big Sin, the 8, Jimmy Ryerson, adding Blinkers, 10-1. Our Lady of Windlock, 32-1. Mike Maselli, who's just continues to parlay his late season success last year into this year. A. Doro, a Brad Cox, second-time starter, taking Blinkers off, actually, 5-1. And the 11, Microgram Todd Pletcher, first-time starter, a micromanaged filly from Mike Rapoli.
We have a loose horse.
Oh,
we have a
loose horse at the big A.
At Aqueduct.
That'll slow things down.
And that gives us a chance, actually, to take some time. The 5,
the final table contestants, Adoro. You don't have to worry. They all enter an alternate selection in addition
Eric Wing explaining that they do have alternate selections in case of a late scratch. We'll see if this horse ends up getting scratched. I didn't see who it was who got loose. Okay, the 9 is out. 50-1 shot. Unlikely. I'm going to go ahead and say it's unlikely that anybody's going to have played a big overcapper when you're down to a field of 10 in a 7-horse contest.
Well, it's a 13-horse field. And
that's right.
So you had you got 12-horse field, and as it happens, Our Lady of Windlock, the Maselli, was a huge price anyway.
But even if somebody did pick the horse, they will have entered an alternate selection, not dealing with a post-time favorite situation.
No.
Late scratch in the finale, the number 9, Our Lady.
So we'll run down the numbers that are selected. You can see the current leaderboard on NTRA.com. And then we'll just run it down from 1 to 10.
No one had the 9, as you suggested. The 10, Adoro, back to this, 9-2. And would produce a $34,000 payday. The 11, Microgram, the 11 is 8-1. This is the Pletcher Firster. It actually has come down in price. And Microgram would bring back $45,500 for the Empire 6. Big Red Girl, the 12, is a 16-1 shot for Charlie Baker. And a $114,000 payday. And then the 13, first-time starter for Joe Parker, with a exceedingly obscure New York Playboy over a Read the Footnotes mare breeding John Michelotti, actually bred. Joe owns this horse. Joe's my man. We love Joe Parker. $614,000 if you play Joe in this nightcap, and he should win. So fascinating field at 12 to end this maiden special weight. Not maiden special, but maiden 25 for state-bred fillies. There's a million ways to go here. I mean, I'm anxious to see what everybody ends up picking in here, because this field is not separated by much.
Godspeed to anybody out there holding a live ticket in this Empire Force out. Those were some pleasing payouts. Hopefully some of our listeners can go ahead and take that down. And Godspeed as well to our 10 contestants at the final table. They're back up there once again, standing around, looking a little bit nervous. Eric Wing in their midst as they're just about to start to load here. It is post time for Aqueduct's 9th race.
High School Crush has at least the advantage of moving forward, seemingly. Big Sin, the Ryerson, the 8, that's 12-1, has, last time Martinez fell off, and Big Sin, Mrs. Generazio, those familiar silks, the pink and green and the dots, and This is a homebred of theirs. A handsome Mike. So they covered, wow, they covered her, the dam, Cape Cod Carol.
Now reloading.
They covered her in Florida because Handsome Mike's down in Florida. Interesting. Big sin. That might be where I would go, personally.
Right,
if I needed
now
to move up the leaderboard, I think the 12-to-1 shot, whenever I don't use a Generazio, it beats me. So I this would be the occasion where I'm not going to be, I wouldn't be up on that stage saying, oh, my God, the Generazios did it again. I got to watch the Breeders' Cup, and now that I think about it, I got to watch the Breeders' Cup turf sprint with her in the little tent at Santa Anita, the little parapet,
yep,
the little pillbox. And she's French. Literally French.
I didn't know
with
that.
A French accent, yes.
Playboy's pitch.
I'd have gone Italian all the way.
Well, the husband. The husband's. Here we go.
There in the gate.
That's a tractor.
A very loud tractor. We're going to run down these picks as soon as they're posted.
And
starting with Vail.
Left leaning Lucy. Try
2-1-5-4-10-6-4-6-2-11.
Outside to make sin.
2-1-5-4.
On the far outside, Adoro splits.
You have to get all the way down to Chris Podrats in sixth before you have somebody who took the favorite here, High School Crush.
They are left.
The leader on a big cap horse, Menza Menz.
Playboy's pitch.
And if the one wins, we'll have a new leader.
The opening quarter, more diamonds is four away to a short lead over Men's Amends. Big Sin tracks them in third. Here comes Adoro on the far outside, DeBoard, looking for a seam to run through. Swinging and catching on the outside is High School Crush. Crush and Gringotts. Big Sin has made the lead. Adoro's coming. So is High School Crush.
Ralph Magnetti has the eight.
Left leading Lucy's coming from the back as well. But they're passing a 16 pole. Big Sin's.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here till the
end.
That
was good stuff. Steve Bick with the winner.
Actually, you bet.
I misread. It's a 6, not an 8. I need my vision checked.
Nobody.
Well, clearly they're not listening. They're up there at the final table.
They're at the final table stage.
Amazing pick, Steve. Hopefully some folks listen.
Jimmy Ryerson, the man who brought you Unbridled Song.
Nope.
Jimmy Ryerson is about as good as it gets. And the Generazios breed a nice horse. Gringotts, though, the one was second. The one was second. So Goldsmith
will be the new leader.
And he's going to get big place money because favorites were nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, this will be a cap. This will be a place cap. This will be 22.
Wow, this was a this was a $45 horse at 14-1, and nobody, I can't, and I'm surprised because, you know, certainly.
You called it right here.
I mean, certainly the Generazios are you know, it's not a, they're not a mystery outfit.
Good
no.
Wow. For wow. As he continues his charge up the
wow. I hope some of you punched up Big Sin, and congratulations to those that are cashing for $89,200 in the Empire Six.
Nice stuff.
Well, we are going to get a new leader, and John Vail, who has had as good of 3 days as you can possibly have in this contest, is going to get knocked at just a second. Nobody else is moving. And, boy, Ray, I wish I, well, I mean, that's not fair to have that conversation with Ray and you know, and give him a push on a horse. But, you know.
That would cause some controversy, no doubt. Here's what I know about Thomas Goldsmith. It's not much, Steve. 57 years old, qualified at Lone Star, and is apparently from Montgomery, California. Which is
never even heard of.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Had played in the event once before, back in 2016, did not do particularly well. And that is the facts I know about Thomas Goldsmith.
Well, we'll wait for this to go official, and we'll see what kind of numbers the final tally is going to provide. And let's see, because they've sort of collated the TVs. It's not as, yeah, that's not, they don't have an official here yet, so we don't know. But it should be decent, considering $20-plus dollars. And
well, I think we'll be
beaten favorite.
Be full. We'll get the full 22 for the cap on the place.
You think so?
I do. Just with the price in the big field.
This is the Gulfstream 10th. We are going to be cutting in with a race or two as the afternoon proceeds, and that includes the San Vicente, the important San Vicente, which is a little less than an hour away. That's, because they're running the, it's a little bit more than that. The San Vicente goes as the 7th today at Santa Anita. And I don't think there's any other stakes to speak of. I'll remind everybody, it's 5:13 in the East, so you got about 47 minutes until the future wager wraps up.
Right. If you want to get down on that, you can't sleep too much longer. And how many minutes do we have to our next final table race?
Let's take a look. And here's the page over here. We're going to actually, this is something else. I do want to get to that as part of our conversations. 2:18 our time. So the Tampa Bay 10th should not be far off. Actually,
okay.
Where's the screen? See, it's funny. We had everything right on these two screens, and now they've changed everything. So we have to reorient. You know what I'll do? Let me go to the ADW screen, and we'll do it that way since we're not able to have it. We're going to have Duke and Paul Matisse with us later as we get close to the last few events.
Great tradition.
Last few races. And we thought there was a chance that Duke was going to find himself 33-40 on the place price.
Wow.
How about that?
That's amazing.
How about that?
Oh.
So the number, so what he ends up, as you suggested.
22. He doesn't get all of it,
he
but
gets
22. He gets the maximum allowed amount.
Which takes him to 365. 365.50.
We had a question come in, actually, about caps and why they exist. And the idea is to mitigate the effect, which still happens, especially we already discussed the placement of the mandatory races yesterday. The idea is to prevent people as much as possible from just playing numbers on the board and trying to force them as much as is possible to pick horses that they like and not get too much of an outsized advantage. In the early days of contests, before there were caps, there were multiple contests with horror stories about people. It was Frisk Me Now. You remember Frisk Me Now,
oh,
Steve?
Sure.
Yeah, the Auto Toad contest one year. Everybody who was in last went to first. And, you know, it's definitely more fair, in my view, to do what they do, which is to cap the win at 20-1 and the place at 10-1. So the most you can get from any one horse, $64. In this case, Thomas Goldsmith getting the 22 for his place cap.
That $22 is easily enough to move him into first place.
That's the only movement. You hear Eric Wing explaining what is happening with the dollars and cents. So $365.50, immediately a $17 lead.
Yeah, that's impressive. I mean, now, you know, I was saying at the start of this how commanding I thought a $17 lead was. As races go get clicked off the box, that becomes more and more the case.
Now focusing on Tampa Race 10.
And
Tampa
let's
Race
do that 10. Ourselves. Let's take a look, see if we can't continue a great tradition of getting at least one nice score in the final table handicapping on the fly, Pete. I take great satisfaction in that.
That was great. That
By the
was
way,
impressive.
Speaking of some satisfaction, I was very pleased to see that yesterday at Sunland, we didn't have Sunland on these screens. However, Chip Woolley wins the La Conejo. Caneja with Susan's Violet yesterday. So I was pleased that to see Chip's name. And Valerie Lund, Mr. Jägermeister, who's really been good, the Attaboy Roy. He won the Phoenix Gold Cup yesterday under Goncalves. And I also communicated with John Secura about Share the Upside, career best 104 buyer, winning the King Cotton and doing it impressively. Should also note that last night in the Delta Downs Louisiana Premier Night action, how about Minute to Stardom, the Kameha filly, and you know, you had some top level Louisiana breds, including Minute to Stardom, win, and you also had that No Parole, the Violence filly of Amos and Maggie Moss, that has gotten plenty of publicity. They won the Prince Stake, and Steph's Full of Sugar, Victor Arsenault, won the Starlet. Broberg with Double Barrel Man won the Sprint. I mentioned the Matron with Minute to Stardom, the nice winner up at Saratoga. Mariah's Galaxy for Arsenault as well wins the Distaff, and the championship to Chris Richard and G-Money, Gerard Melançon with Under Pressure, the Birdstone, and there was your Louisiana bred premiere night action.
Big stuff going on at dinner. Lots of folks had the phones out watching. Yeah,
they were playing. That's great. It's great. I love it.
It never stops.
I love it. No, it doesn't.
Stops.
Here's your rundown. You do have a scratch, a couple of scratches to deal with. I mean, you had the outside horses were already scratched, but you can scratch the five, Nehemiah, the Stidham. That's, you know, Stidham actually scratched another horse, I think, earlier. I'm wondering if Stidham may have a little bug in the barn that he's got a couple of sick horses, because I noticed that he also scratched somebody else. It just, that's just speculation. But Irish Orb from the rail. Here we go. Derek Ryan, 5-2, Irish Orb. This is a maiden 16 going a mile and a 16th out of the chute. And here's the Orb filly, 5-2 with Scott Spieth. The two, Classy of Course, Sammy Camacho, 5-1. More Than Gracious, the three, Kelsey Danner and Pablo Morales, 4-1. Florida Rust, 20-1. Emma Mulvey and Kevin Mendez, the six, Alexocrat, Joe Maza, 24-1 with Tomas Mejia. Big Liz, Antonio Machado with Antonio Gallardo, 2-1 favorite. Calypso Key is 18-1 for David Flores and Alfonso, or I should say Alonso Quinones. Big Q. How about English Toffee Rose, Gary House, Augusto Marin, 23-1, and Tropical Drive, Kathleen O'Connell, 8-1. And anytime Kathleen O'Connell is a price, you should look twice, I imagine. So a field of nine. What do players do here that need to get, you know, going in a hurry with the third of seven races at the final table?
I'd say you're still definitely in play what you like territory, though. If you're going a win or bust mentality, they should be tuned in one ear on the broadcast, Steve, so you can give out another near cap horse.
Well, I'm afraid that Big Liz makes a lot of sense in here, although she's a horse that has had plenty of chances. This is her 10th start. I mean, typically you want a horse that is not a career maiden, is not, you know, just never going to win. So you look to, you know, the first-timers, second-timers, et cetera. You know, we just came off of one of those kinds of maiden races. Irish Orb down inside. This is a horse that's making one equipment change, putting blinkers on. Career start number six, not yet hopeless. You also like to look for droppers in this situation. Who's maybe, you know, dropping down to the lowest level yet? More Than Gracious, the three, but you're not going to get much help on the tote. That's a 7-2 horse. So, you know, Pete, what do you do when you want to get some money, but you also don't want to just take some horse just for the sake of just taking a horse? Aren't you better off picking a reasonable winner at 7-2?
If you feel good about a winner, if I'm on the final table and I feel good about a winner here, I'm taking it. I'm not too worried about the price. But if you're torn at all, if you can make a case for that 6-1 or higher, that's what you're pretty much supposed to do in mythical contest play. I haven't obviously fully handicapped this race, but I'm just finding my eye very much attracted to Irish Orb off making the middle move last time into a race that, where the pace looked fast and getting that nice inside draw and having pace figures to potentially get a pretty nice spot here and maybe be the best of speed. But you'd have to love a horse at 5-2 to take them in this spot if you're sitting up at our final table.
Well, I don't even see Tampa on a screen anywhere now, so I'll look back.
Hopefully they're going to change that, given that it's post-time.
yeah, it is post-time. 0 minutes
here
to post.
Here it is.
There. Well, they're walking up that chute.
They got a minute. They got a minute.
That's a pretty cool, you know, for those of you who have never been to Oldsmar to Tampa, it is as it's as pleasant as a place as you can enjoy an afternoon. You know what it's like? You go to certain racetracks that you feel like you're at, you know, a private country club. Tampa Bay Downs is like a very well-kept public course. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
In the nice part of town, a public golf course that's beautifully maintained. They got a nice dining room as well, and that's my analogy to Tampa.
I mean, I'm sensing a welcoming place.
Yeah.
I'm sensing there's no airs.
No, none.
We're not criticizing the other tracks, but it's not fussy fancy. It's
no. Not
friendly fun.
No, exactly right. That's very, very true.
And I've never been, but this is how I've always
never
heard
been
it described.
No, how's that happen?
I've just hasn't come to happen for me.
That's strange.
But it will. It will at some point.
Well, and I see that the Kathleen O'Connell has dropped down. Tropical Drive on the outside has dropped down to 5-1. And again, a quick rundown of the odds: Irish Orb 4-1, Classy, of course, 5-1, 7-2 on More Than Gracious. This is a hungry field. 20-1 on Florida Rust, the 4. Scratch the 5, the 6. Alexa Cat is the longest price on the board at 46-1. 8-5 now. 8-5 now on 0-9 Big Liz. Which is a little tough to, I mean, you do get Antonio Gallardo.
It's tough.
And Gallardo did technically get off of Tropical Drive with Kathleen O'Connell to ride Big Liz, getting on for the first time. And Big Liz currently your 8-5 favorite. 32-1 on Calypso Key, David Flores, and Quinonez. Is that David Flores, the retired jock? It might be.
That was going to be my guess.
It might be.
Yeah.
Your English. Did you like English Toffee? No, it was you liked Irish Orb.
I feel like Irish Orb at the 4-1 is probably what I would do. And my prediction will be, and this could be completely wrong, but that no one will have the 7.
Well, you could make a combination of English Toffee and Irish Orb, and make a little UK angle. 37-1 on the 9, and taking blinkers off. And then again, Kathleen O'Connell 5-1, one of the most reliable and consistent horsemen in the game for decades, and just can't gush enough respect for the job Kathleen O'Connell does. She's sort of an ATR favorite.
Excellent. Getting ready to go in the gate here. We'll see if we get a Grunder shout out for those folks at the final table here.
Simulcast wagering in the Silks card room is open 7 days a week.
I think I'm not sure we're going to get it. They're coming in too quick.
As we get ready to close out preview weekend at Tampa.
I just wanted to see what he'd call the name of the turn.
To trainer Arno Delacorte, jockey Daniel Centeno, and jockey Sammy Camacho.
Well, there we go.
Victories on Festival Day yesterday.
Same deal. We'll just run down the numbers.
Such a character.
If you're on the NTRA site and can look, Goldsmith the leader, Vale second, Arsenault third, Ashley Taylor, lone female participant fourth, Trey Styles fifth, Chris Podratz sixth, Eric Bilek seventh, our man Roger Magnetti eighth, and then it's Mike Goodrich and Michael Odorosia.
And they're off and running in the 10th and final. Classy, of course.
All right, here we go. So that's interesting. 2-2-8-2-2-10-3-8-4-2. Twos are wild on this leaderboard.
Classy, of course, the 6-1 shot.
And Ray Arsenault going for the big over capper, the 42-1 shot in this spot, who's out on the lead.
And only, interestingly, only Chris Podratz going for the Kathleen O'Connell at 6-1.
Irish Orb with rankers on fifth. There's the favorite Big Liz.
No love for the favorite, as we surmised.
To More Than Gracious, now racing along seventh from between horses is Florida Rust. A strung out field out of the backstretch. And at 42-1, Calypso Case showing the way. As it by three, Classy, of course, inching up.
Tell you what, this horse is traveling nicely.
Yeah, this would be something.
Here comes the two. Here comes the widely selected Classy, of course.
Three lengths further back. Electric Cat is now sixth as they swing around the far turn. Calypso Key.
Nobody took the orb. Nobody took the one.
Yeah, in with a shot.
Big Liz circling the field, 7-5.
Four of the top five players will improve their totals after that facile win by the two. Good picking from the final table contestants.
Very much. Well, and Price obviously came into play, being the inside horse at 6-1. There was plenty to like. Classy, of course, even though she feels like a mare, the 5-year-old mare, an awesome, of course, that was 0-11 coming in.
But Monica, so much easier to take that 0 for that career type maiden 6-1 versus 8-5. You know,
yeah.
It's just value.
Well, and that favorite, that Big Liz, she just that's a horse that you just immediately look elsewhere.
If they win, you lose.
Exactly. You just can't take horses like that, particularly in multi-race wagers. But.
Bilek will move up with some place points there. What price was
Lou Filoso,
oh,
everybody.
Lou Filoso coming by to say hi. What price was the three there for Eric Bilek and his place points?
7-2.
Okay, so he was just looking to grind and pick up money. That'll put him in front. Actually, that's going to jump him several spots as tight, or not several, because everybody had the two above him. It'll move him up one, but really that's just great news. Not such good news for Ray Arsenault, and very good news for four of the five top players, including our current leader, Thomas Goldsmith. John Vale has been right up at top of this tournament for a very long time. Ashley Taylor and the Hall of Famer Trey Styles.
Well, and Ray will slip from third to fifth after this, and Eric will
slot in behind
at
him.
At least, yeah, probably. He'll probably leapfrog both. No, he'll just yes, yeah. He'll be sixth, and Chris Potteritz will slip to seventh. And what about Michael Odorizio?
That'll get him
past
Goodrich. So, I mean, it's all this little bits of position, which the biggest effect of this could be late if they end up on the same horse. You could be 20 cents in front of somebody, but then you still have them blocked. And that can really come into play as we get down to it here in the nitty-gritty. What are we, halfway through now or about to turn for home?
That's three out of the seven.
Okay, about to turn for home.
Mandatory races, the fourth and fifth out of seven will both be run at Oak Lawn Park.
Okay, so things will slow down a little bit.
A little bit. You've got, well, they say 14 minutes. But they did a nice job with these selections. And by the way, those that were worried about the weather at Santa Anita, that did not pan out. And as a result, you are going to use that eighth race at Santa Anita, fast and firm. At Santa Anita, and a bizarre situation this morning too. There was a little bit of morning rain, and they wouldn't let anybody train on the main track. And I understand that did not sit great with the horsemen. As we said the other day, was it yesterday that conversation came up about the the conditions, and I guess it was Friday. There's cautious and then there's just scared.
Yes, that's right. And it's a fine line, and I get them erring on that side of it after what they've been through, but it does cause some head-shaking moments.
Well, and we will wait for board updates, and maybe, I don't know how long, Case, are we in need of a break? Because this is a perfect time to take one, if you think so. I'll ask Kay if we should.
Yeah, break wouldn't be the worst idea, would it?
I think, because, yeah, it's been an hour. I think it's perfect.
We've got a few minutes.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, Case. I got to wait, though, for Casey to acknowledge, because I'm not sure if he's right at the board or not. Waiting to hear.
There's all kinds of things we can chat about.
Well, I got to mention, since I gave some of the figures, Sol Vellante yesterday in that Sam Davies, you heard Grunder congratulating Connections, 96 buyer, 92 buyer for Independence Hall, and
Bob McIntyre.
The performance of Venetian Harbor, 92 buyer, and that filly has a lot of people excited. That was some performance.
She's really, really good. That just exuded class. And that she's going to be really fun to watch, because that was one, as we discussed, was that maybe that rare case where it really could have run faster if just such an easy win and geared down.
We're going to gear down ourselves. Let's get a quick refreshment, a cup of coffee, a cold drink, and maybe a bathroom break. We're coming to you from the event center at Bally's, and we are three races in to the final table, and we've got a new leader that kind of made his way up the leaderboard, Tom Goldsmith. We'll see if we can find some things out about Tom. I hope you're enjoying the afternoon. Haven't had a lot of volatility in like we did last year, but a bomb can go off at any time. We're looking ahead to these four races, the Oaklawn 8th, the 9th, the Golden Gate 7th, and the Santa Anita 8th. Back after this, to Vegas.
The latest thoroughbred racing news. Dial 866 for the latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Get started in Kentucky. Over $8 million in additional purse money is available at the five Kentucky tracks for horses eligible for the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund. Kentucky is a good place to race your Kentucky bred. Come home to Kentucky and make a start.
DRF Sports Form Digital Edition, your ultimate weekly betting guide. Published by Daily Racing Form, DRF Sports Form delivers all of the analysis and insight you need for every NFL game and more than 40 college football matchups. Beat the spread with powerful trends and sharp angles. Tap into best bets, expert picks, parlay winners, and more. All for just $4.99 per issue. Get this week's edition free. Visit drf.com/sportsform. Enter code DRF Sports.
University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program can prepare you for an exciting career in racing. Turn your passion into a paycheck. Nearly 90% of our students are employed in the racing industry immediately upon graduation. What career track are you on? The University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program. Enroll today and get on track for success. For scholarship opportunities and more, check out our website at ua-rtip.org.
Why is accreditation important in aftercare? The Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance's standard of accreditation and grant process provide donors with confidence that their contributions are allocated in the most effective manner. TAA accreditation is only awarded after a complete review of an organization. aftercare cannot be an afterthought for the industry. To learn more or support the TAA's mission, visit thoroughbredaftercare.org.
Whether at home, at the track, or on the go, ExpressBet is your way to play the races. ExpressBet provides legal and secure online and mobile betting on more than 300 of the world's top tracks and all the big events. And when you sign up for an ExpressBet account today with promo code BYK, that's B-Y-K, you'll receive a $125 bonus. Once you've signed up, you can take your wagering experience to the next level with XB Rewards, ExpressBet's industry-leading loyalty program. Earn points for every bet you make and cash them in on everything from wagering credits to exclusive racetrack experiences. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for ExpressBet today using promo code BYK. That's B-Y-K to get your $125 bonus. Conditions apply. Must be 18 or older and 21 in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet LLC and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void where prohibited. National Gambling Support Line 800-522-4700.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
It's a tough journey.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'll come back. Ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Learn the business of horses in the world's only accredited equine business program, the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. The University of Louisville has a legacy of excellence for more than 25 years of equine business education. Classes are taught by industry experts in state-of-the-art facilities located in the heartland of America's equine industry. The University of Louisville Equine Business Program. When it comes to horses, we mean business. For more information, visit business.louisville.edu.